Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for this beautiful day is for ease and grace. Oh, yes, let us relax into ease and grace. I invite you to join me in placing your hand on your heart. We place our hand on our heart to remember to seek first the kingdom which is within and to connect with the heart. So in this moment now, we are grateful and we are thankful to open our hearts and minds to the power and the presence of divine love living through us and as us. We're grateful and thankful to invoke divine grace into our awareness and to invoke the higher Holy Spirit self into our mind, into the forefront of our mind, into our gratitude. We're grateful and thankful that no matter what our experience has been, no matter how we have felt in the past, we are always one with the one, and we are grateful to remember the oneness and unity of all life. We are grateful and thankful to celebrate our divinity, our union, our wholeness, our divine perfection that supersedes any experience, anything that's going on in our life. We're grateful and thankful to remember the love that is our true identity, that is the source of all good. So we activate ease and grace in our mind right now by relaxing the judging mind, placing onto the holy altar fire of God's love any attachment that we have to thinking thoughts of separation, of limitation, of lack and attack. We are much more interested in this moment right now in celebrating our divinity and the divinity of all life. We're interested in being in the flow of love and remembering the flow of love, allowing it to lead us and guide us through every moment of this perfect day. We are grateful and thankful to surrender, to make a holy offering of every judgment and every opinion that could stand in the way of our experiencing ease and grace in our life. We are grateful and thankful to hold ourselves wide open for a healing of any disappointment, any worry or fear or doubt that has emerged as a result of our thinking thoughts of lack and attack. We're grateful right now to remember this holy light of love that is our true nature. In grace and gratitude, we joyfully share the benefits of our healing and our expansion with everyone because we're one with them. What a blessing. In grace and gratitude, we accept this life of ease and grace that is our true life. In gratitude, we let it be. And so it is. Amen. Amen, amen. Oh. So yes, I'm back in Los Angeles. How good it is to be home again. What a beautiful day I had yesterday. Yes, just wonderful. So grateful to enjoy nature in Hawaii and in Salt Lake City and Los Angeles. So grateful for God's beauty showing up in nature and enjoying it and appreciating it. And I'm really looking forward to this week with Rhonda Britton in Living A Course in Miracles. Healing fear, worry, doubt. Yes, we're getting to the good stuff. I'm really looking forward to this. I do love Rhonda. Today she and I are getting together to celebrate the new moon and to plant new intentions. So the new moon begins today, very early in the day. It's about 5 o'clock LA time. And so new moon is a time of planting seeds. And I'm inviting you to open your heart and mind to the intentions that you'd like to see realized, to holding the highest aspiration you can in your heart and planting that seed and weeding the garden of any complaints. We're opening our hearts and minds to the power and the presence of divine love And we are grateful and thankful right now to accept this life of love. I'm so grateful to have you as my prayer partner. Happy, happy new moon. Times are good. We are healing. And I am grateful to have you in my life. Have a beautiful and blessed day of ease and grace. We're sharing the love, my friend. We're sharing the love. It's so beautiful. Thank you.